How many games you've been involved with where you're basically coming into the game in the last few minutes for your first snaps of the day? What goes through your mind when that sort of situation?
You know what? I think it starts with the week. You know, I kind of had the mentality that, hey, you know what, you're going to be a starter in this game. Knowing that I wasn't, but still preparing like I was. And just keeping myself in it throughout the entire game, asking questions.
How much do you reasonably know, you know, at this point of the system? I mean, do you have, you know, Bill was talking about after the game, or you and Coach O'Shea are spending multiple hours a day post-practice. Do you feel like you have a full grasp of everything that they would throw at you?
No. I mean, it is a complex offense. I mean, to feel like you have a full grasp on it, you know, that's going to take time. It takes reps.
Is it almost like muscle memory at this point in a way for you? Because, you know, catching the ball is still catching the ball.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's similar routes that I ran in the past. It's just a matter of knowing the wording, knowing the concepts. And, you know, like I said, you know, Chad or Coach O'Shea has been awesome as far as reviewing with me, spending the time. You know, I know I can get annoying at times, but, you know, he puts up with it. So, you know, thanks to him, I was able to go in, you know, prepared.
What was it like being on the receiving end from number 12?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome, you know. I mean, obviously, it's a blessing to have such a great quarterback. You know, it makes your job a lot easier. Just the trust that, you know, the last thing that I was worrying about was where the ball was going to be, because, you know, it's going to be right there. Just because his accuracy is just, you know, spot on. So, but it was awesome.
What did you say about this team, the way that they, you know, want to come back? You've seen this team perform like this before.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've been familiar with this team, and you're never down and out, you know. And I think we all look to number 12, you know, in certain situations like that. We look to Tom, and you know, he's not shaken. And so that kind of, I think, goes down the chain to all of us. You know, we kind of rubs off on us, you know, I don't think any of us panicked. I think we always knew that we were in it and we could, you know, come back.
Did you think you'd get the ball back after the interception?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is football. You know, I've seen crazier things. I've been a part of crazier things. You know, when you have 2 minutes left, as far as getting the football back. I mean, you guys have seen turnovers happen during those times. Guys, you know, putting the ball on the ground. So it's never over. 2 minutes is plenty of time.
On a personal level, given that what you've gone through in recent seasons, how satisfying was it to be not just on the field for a win, just back on the field, period, contributing?
Oh, you know, phenomenal. You know, it's what I put you know, a year and a half of just rehab and hard work, missing seasons, not being able to be out there with the guys. And you know, this is hopefully this is just a start, but it was a good start.